I totally believe there are aliens at Area 51, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. If not aliens at Area 51, there is knowledge either there or somewhere in the government, because we're definitely not alone.
There has to be something else out there. We can't be the only people, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's some people that I meet on a daily basis who I feel like are out of this world.
I feel you there.
But I have no proof for sure.
This sounds crazy, but I don't think the moon is real. Like, I think it's actually fake.
You mean, like, the fact that we've been on the moon, or just the actual moon itself is not real? I mean,
I think it was even, like, MIT or, like, scientists, they actually believe and think that the moon is hollow.
Hollow. Okay, but it's real. I don't know. I guess I'm not really following.
If you want to go down the rabbit hole and have your mind blown, like Google the moon is fake, or the moon is a hologram, or the moon is hollow, or the moon is like some kind of bell, like it rings like a bell. There's so many fascinating stories about it.
Hollow, hologram, a bell, sure. But what about being made of cheese? You think that one?
Later.
Yeah, I'd like to call in with a conspiracy theory.
Give it to me.
Moon's not real. Hologram.
The moon's not real. It's a hologram. We've actually had this one this morning, so there are several people that believe this.
You got it.
Where is it coming from?
I mean, I think it's a naturally occurring hologram.
Oh.
You know, it has to do with how the light's refracted.
Gotcha. And does that mean that all planets are such? Or I know the moon's not a planet, but... Or is it just our moon?
I'm gonna leave that one up to you.
All right. I'll look into it myself then. Thank you.
Hey, you have a good one, man.
All right, buddy. You too.
Have you had anybody call in with a flat earth yet?
No flat earthers yet. Are you our first?
No, I'm not, but I can make it up for the radio.
No, that's all right. Someone might chime in. We'll see. Thanks for your call. 97.7 The River. Go ahead. Give us your conspiracy theory.
The ultimate conspiracy, and I'm not even making a joke out of this, it's soft toothbrushes that all the dentists push. Every time my whole life I go to the dentist, they said he used the soft ones. And what always happens? I get cavities, and then I got to go back.
So when you see the commercials that say 4 to 5 dentists recommend this, we always thought that one dentist was the jerk, but maybe that one dentist is actually, you know, on your side, and these four are the ones giving you the crappy toothbrushes.
Yeah, no, it is.